This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we barely introduced this verse at a cursory level in which we did a brief translation of it, and today we look into it with a deeper eye. So continuing on the point that the Quran says this world is temporary, short, and it's a passing phase, and don't be consumed, overwhelmed, blown away by it. Al-malu wal-banun, wealth and sons, zinatul hayati dunya, is the beauty, the adornment, the embellishment of this world. Wal-baqiyatu salihat, and the everlasting good deeds, khayrun inda rabbika thawaba, are best in the eyes of your Lord, meaning in akhirah, in terms of reward. Wa khayrun amala, and is best in terms of hope and expectations. And we concluded on that note, that invest your hopes in akhirah. How many times you invest your things in this world, and how often you get disappointed. I know of a person, and it's a very painful story, that he was living abroad. He left his native country. He went abroad in the search of sustenance, and he found employment, and he would send money monthly to his native country, to his family. And years had passed by, and he toiled, and he worked, and he labored, and it was difficult. And he would be in touch with his spouse and keep on asking her how she's doing, etc., etc. And he would send money and send money. And, you know, he kept on thinking, assuming that he's building this hope and this home and you know what, doing so much for his family. And years later, when he came, only to discover that his wife had eloped, and she left her family house. She had ended up, and she married someone else, and she was living another life. And this man innocently was feeding her evil. And when he came there, his entire life crumbled. That I toiled, I labored, I went through so much, invested, you know, thinking that my home and my house and my family is taking shape back in my native country, only to realize that, you know what, his bubble was burst. And the hopes that he had collapsed and had fallen because of the betrayal of his spouse. But life as a whole, how many times an employee would say, I gave so many years of service, and the day my service ended after 20 or 30 years, I wasn't given any additional package, I wasn't given any bonus, I wasn't given any compliments, I wasn't even afforded a decent farewell banquet or dinner. Or on the other hand, the employer will say, I did so much for my employee. I gave him a job, got him a house, sent him for holidays, empowered him, made him climb the economic ladder, gave him experience and everything. And now when he parts ways, it is in bad taste and bad spirit. So this is the nature of this world. And that is why I keep on saying that don't have high hopes in an underperforming world. Don't have high hopes in an underperforming world. Don't have high hopes in a selfish world, because you are predisposing yourself to disappointment. Your Allah will never disappoint you. Whether your prayer is answered now or later, by Allah, He will reward you. I often say, sometimes your prayer is answered 10 years later, but 10 times better. Sometimes your prayer is answered 10 years later, but 10 times better. So the best for you to invest your hopes is in good deeds. Now, what is meant by baqiyatu salihat? Literally meaning everlasting good deeds, right? Baqiyat, remaining forever, salihat, noble deeds. The scholars say it refers to every act of worship, or it refers to Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu akbar, or the quotation of Ubaid rahimahullah, it refers to pious daughters. And it kind of contrasts the first portion of the verse, that sons and wealth are the embellishments of this world. Of course, if those children and those sons are obedient, then that is an asset for you in the letter. وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that when a person passes away, then his good deeds end, but charity that continues coming to him in the form of a well that you dug, أو عِلْمٍ وَرَّثَهُ, or knowledge that you had passed on, or it is pious children who pray for you. So according to the interpretation of Ubaid rahimahullah, it refers to pious daughters, giving them upbringing, those who will uphold the pristine teachings of Islam. That is Baqiyatul Salihat. So your hopes that you invest in, like I always say, wallahi, and I can tear and there's a crack in my voice when I think of this year. My beloved parents always pray for me and pray that Allah must forgive me in Akhirah, and I hope and I wish. And that's my biggest hope that I have, is that my mom says that Allah will forgive you when you come before Allah. And that's my dua for you, that Allah will grant you prosperity and ease and forgiveness in Akhirah. And I know for a fact that I have nothing tangible that I can present. I have nothing tangible. That's the reality. And this is not superficial claim of humility. I know for a fact what my inner reality is. But I invest my hopes in the prayers of my parents of forgiveness and pardon in Akhirah, that hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace and His kindness, His mercy and His clemency, will forgive us. So the message is in verse 46, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. Don't invest your hopes in this world. We need to transact. But you can see how volatile the economic climate is. You could be in the aviation industry, and probably that was like an anchored position, that I'm here forever. You know why? Because flights will never be grounded, or this will never happen. And how things can change and how the world can turn around. And you could have the best of professions in the best of ways, but things can be reversed at any time in any way. So when it comes to investing hopes, invest your hope in reward, invest your hopes with the Almighty. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. In verse 47, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds us, when will this happen? When will Qiyamah occur? Those who deny it, consider it to be remote, distant, impossible, inconceivable, unimaginable. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They perceive it to be remote, both literally and figuratively. Literally and metaphorically, remote, it's not possible. Remote, it's far-fetched. Remote, I don't know if and when it will ever happen. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. And we know it will happen soon. يوم تكون السماء كالمهل. When the sky will be like the residue of oil. وتكون الجبال كالعهن. And mountains will be like flakes of cotton wool. Surah Ma'arij, the 29th juz of the Quran. يوم تكون السماء كالمهل. وتكون الجبال كالعهن. ولا يسأل حميم حميما. And a close friend will not even inquire from his close friend. Hamim in Arabic can mean extremely hot water. Wasuquma and hamima. Or it refers to your bosom friend. You won't even ask your bosom friend. And not because you won't see him. Yubassarunahum. Yubassarunahum. La ilaha illallah. They will see each other. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ. وَدَّ يَوَدُّ, to desire, to wish, to hope. الْمُجْرِمُ, the criminal. لَوْ إِفْ يَفْتَدِي, he can give ransom. مِنْ, from, عَذَاب, punishment. يَوْمَئِذٍ, that day. بَنِي, his sons. Oh Allah, take my children and accept them as a ransom on my behalf. And you can hurl them into hell, but save me. لا إله إلا الله. The greater the desperation, the more the price you offer. That's it. Simple analogy, and I can tell you in traveling that you feeling to eat something or you're thirsty, you're at the airport, you find out the price. No, that is quite steep. I think I can stay without it. I'll get into the lounge. And then from the lounge, because of my status, I can, you know what, access the beverages and food, etc. But now you're at an airport and there's no access to a lounge or there's no lounge facility and the flight has been delayed and the hunger is becoming severe. And now you go and buy and the hunger is intense and the thirst is unbearable. You will offer any price if you have it. You'll swear, yeah, it's fine, sir. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. I just need something halal. I need something tasty. And I know I was traveling in South America with my family and we were flying to Panama and from there to Bahamas. And that's precisely what happened. And now you're looking and there is no real halal options. And whatever is available, you don't even, you know what, wink your eye or twitch your eye because you need to eat something. The greater the desperation, the more the offer. You'll offer any price. When it's a regular flu and it's something easy and not too bad and you can do home remedy, it's okay. I don't need to go to a specialist. But as you realize that the grip of life is slipping away and you know what, it's getting more scary and you're losing. Now you're ready to employ the expertise of a top surgeon and physician and any amount of price or money, you will arrange it. Can you possibly begin to comprehend the gravity, the enormity, the intensity of that day that a man would say to Allah, oh Allah, accept my children as ransom, burn them and save me. يود المجرم لو يفتدي من عذاب يومئذ ببني وصاحبته وبني وصاحبته وأخي. Take my spouse, take my sibling. وفصيلته التي تؤوي. Take my whole family and do with them. Allah accept them. That's my ransom. ومن في الأرض جميعا. Whoever's on the earth, you can take them, Allah, but save me. كلا. No. إنها لضا. نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى. That flame of hell will remove your skin from your head. نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى. تَدْعُو مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى وَجَمَعَ فَأَوْعَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here in verse 47, when will Qiyamah happen? وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ. On that day when we will move the mountains. And they will, first Allah says that you will see them moving like clouds. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدًا وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. A verse of the 20th Juz, Surah An-Naml. Allah says that وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ جَامِدًا. You'll see the mountains to be fixed. وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا. We've made the mountains like pegs holding the earth. So on that day, tamurru marra sahab, they'll be moving like how clouds are moving. Yes, that's a verse of the Quran. And in another place, as I mentioned, and also in Surah Al-Qari'ah, yawma yakunu an-nasu kal-farashil mabthuth. Allah says humans will be like scattered moths. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah says they will be like scattered locusts. And the scholars have given the whole explanation why in Qiyamah Allah said يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ, that there they will be like scattered moths, and on the day of Qiyamah كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ, like scattered locusts. What's the difference between moths and locusts? And why did Allah use this analogy? It's just amazing. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. And the mountains will be like colored cotton wool, right? Why? Because the colors of mountain, the shades of mountains are different. So it would be moving around, appearing to be like كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ, right? In the 22nd Juz in Surah Al-Fatir, where Allah speaks about the different shades of the mountains. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٍ. In the 16th Juz in chapter 20 in Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ, and they ask you regarding the mountains. فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. tell them that we will reduce it to smithereens, right? The mountains is one of the huge creations of Allah. In 15 Juz, in chapter 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the proud person. And Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. That you know what, when you are stretching your shoulders and raising your head and trying to show your pride and your arrogance, you cannot even reach the height of mountains, never mind clouds. وَلَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ. And you won't able to destroy or split the earth in any way. On the reverse, Allah can order the earth to split and swallow you, like the hadith of Bukhari, where the Prophet ﷺ said, بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي. A person was once walking, the hadith of Bukhari, and he had attired himself well. تُعْجِبُهُ نَفْسُهُ. He was proud and arrogant. He felt great about himself. Wow, look at me. I'm looking cool. I'm looking great. I'm looking gorgeous. I'm looking awesome. I'm looking amazing. The hadith says Allah ordered the earth to split and swallow him, and that's it. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ, on that day, verse 47, نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ سَيِّرَ يُسَيِّرُ التَّسْيِيرُ, will make the mountains move. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً, and you will find that the land will be a plain field. لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتَى. There's no impressions or depressions. There's no incline or decline. There's no elevated spot or there's nothing else. It's completely leveled. In the 13 juz, in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ, when the earth will be changed into a different earth and the skies into a different sky. فَهِيَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ وَاهِيَ, the sky will be weak and feeble because Allah will dismantle it. So Allah says that وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً, and you'll find the land will be plain. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ, and we will assemble them all. We will gather them. So hashara, we use the word mahshar. Mahshar is ismu dharf, zarfu makan. The plains of resurrection, where we will be assembled. One of the names of qiyamah is yawm al-talaq, where we will meet. Yawm al-taghabun, the day of victory and defeat. Yawm al-jama', the day of assembly. Yawm al-azifa, the fast approaching day. Yawm al-hasra, the day of regret. Yes, these are different names. Yawm al-fasli, the day of decision. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ, we will gather them. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, we will not leave anyone behind. We will not leave anyone behind. He didn't board the flight. He missed the boat, literally and figuratively. He didn't hop into the train. He missed it. He didn't attend. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. That day you will be presented before Allah. Nobody can hide and escape. I'm not coming. I'm staying in my graves. You people carry on. No, no. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ. غَادَرَ يُغَادِرُ مُغَادَرَ. Departure. Right? مَتَلْ مُغَادَرَ, as they say. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ. We will not leave anyone behind. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 48, وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّىٰ. Now again, I just have a flash now. When Allah is speaking about this qiyamah, then Allah is not saying we will do this. I'm translating it as this, which is implied and understood. Allah literally says we've done it. This is the verse of the Quran. So حَشَرْنَاهُمْ doesn't mean we will assemble them. حَشَرْنَاهُمْ means we have assembled them. وَعُرِضُوا doesn't mean that they will be gathered and they will be lined up. وَعُرِضُوا means they have been presented, like you've already been presented. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ doesn't mean the trumpet will be blown. It means the trumpet has been blown. وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. It doesn't mean the pious will enter paradise. It means they have entered paradise. Allah has used a past tense to denote a future happening, to impress the point, to reiterate the message that its occurrence is so certain as though it has happened. Yes, وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ. Every soul not will be compensated. The adoption of the expression of the Quran is every soul has been compensated. In other words, you got your records. You've got your compensation and your retribution. Let's move on. Verse 48. وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّا. And they will be presented before their lords, before their Lord. According to the hadith, that rows will be formed, rows. لَكُمْ مِنْهَا ثَمَانُونَ 80 rows forming of this ummah. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine where billions will converge and congregate? And what does Allah say? بَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةِ. Allah has scattered on this earth every type of creation. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ جَمْعِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ. A verse of the 25th Juz Surah Shura. And He has the ability to assemble them all when He decides. يَوْمَ يُنَادِي الْمُنَادِ مِنْ مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. يَوْمَ يُنَادِي الْمُنَادِ. When a proclaimer will proclaim from a close place. Okay. So وَعُرِضُ, they will be presented. عَلَىٰ رَبِّكْ, before your Lord. صَفَّ, صَف is in the meaning of صُفُوف, meaning in rows upon rows. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. Surely you have arrived here. You have returned. لَقَدْ, there's double emphasis. لَ is emphasis, قَدْ is emphasis. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا, surely you have arrived. Verse 48. جئتمونا, you have come to us. كما خلقناكم أول مرة, as we created you the first time. And we know from the hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, إنكم محشورون يوم القيامة حفاة عراة غرلا, that you will stand up from your graves bare feet and bareheaded and no covering and uncircumcised, حفاة, without any shoes, عراة, nude, and غرلا, uncircumcised. In other words, as you were sent in this world, that's how you will return. And Aisha radiallahu anha says, O Nabi of Allah, would it be that we would look at the private areas of each other because people will stand up in nudity? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, the intensity of the moment is such that nobody will ever, nobody will glance at themselves or leave alone anyone else. If you arrive at an accident scene, Allah forbid, or a plane crash, and there's nothing but wreckage and debris, and now you're trying to look around for bodies or for body parts, nobody looks at a person being clad or uncovered or scantily dressed or in nudity. The moment is too intense. The horror is too severe. Oh, Aisha, the moment will be too intense, too severe. Nobody would be looking anywhere. So Allah the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, remember, on the day of Qiyamah you will be resurrected. فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. You'll look to your right, you'll only see your actions. وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. You'll look to your left, you'll only see your actions. وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, and you'll look ahead of you. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِ, and you'll see the flames of hellfire. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمَرَى. So fear that fire, even if it is by discharging one date in charity. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبًا. And if that's not possible and you're unable to, then say a kind word. كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, as we created you the first time. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ, بَلْ لِلْإِضْرَابِ, بَلْ لِلْإِضْرَابِ in terms of نَحْوَى. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّنْ نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. Nay, you thought we will never arrange and honor this appointment. You thought, yeah, we heard, they were saying, Prophet said, I don't know, like really? And you know, I used to hear my teacher saying, may Allah preserve him with goodness, repeat Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Repeatedly in the Quran, Allah says, Inna Allaha Sari'ul Hisab, Inna Allaha Sari'ul Hisab, that Allah will take accountability quickly, swiftly. So He is to ask us, why does Allah repeatedly say this, that hisab, accountability, will be quick and swift? To refute the notion that you think, okay, perhaps even if there is, we know with certainty, but I'm saying how the devil can whisper, like there will be accountability, but then billions of people will converge and congregate. Can you imagine when my chance will come? Oh, the queue is long. You say, oh no, you know what, I can go home. The flight is delayed for so long, I can go take a shower, go in the lounge, relax, pray my salah, have a bite, and then come back, and there's still enough time, or go out, do a tour of the city and come back. well, when Hisab will start from the first nations, generations. No, no. Inna Allah sari'ul hisab. Allah is one who will take accountability quickly, because Allah knows everything. Allah knows everything, and instantly and quickly and swiftly hisab will take place. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. Nay, you thought that we will not arrange an appointment and honor this day. But here it is, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. We move on, and that is verse 49. My word, Allahu Akbar. May Allah give us the ability to prepare. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. Again, the same thing. Allah is not saying, and the book will be placed, meaning your records, my records, your book of deeds, right? Which I have authored and you have authored, but I haven't read. I'll read it on the day of Qiyamah. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا. And we will produce a book for him. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. He will find it open. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ. It will be said to him, read your book. You decide for yourself. You decide for yourself. You know before the results are released what you can anticipate. Probably you're not too sure about one or two things, but overall you have an idea that, you know what, I've scored this mark, or I have done so well, or I have fallen short. And in the world, it's always, subject to interpretation, etc. or not, because people are not always fair, people are not always just, etc. But when it comes to the Almighty, it is absolutely accurate. فَلَا تُضْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. No soul will be oppressed in the least. So let's go direct into that verse here. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. Verse 49, the book, the records will be placed. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. فَذَنْ تَرَى, you will see. الْمُجْرِمِينَ, the criminals. Mushfiqeen, afraid. Mimma, from that. Fihi, which is inside the book. You will see them nervous. You will see them anxious. You will see them uneasy. You will see them restless. You know, everybody can relate and identify with the days in school, madrasa, at a tertiary institution, when it's time for awards, when it's time for results, when it's time of announcement of positions, etc. Those who would be excelling would be excited, elated, waiting. No, it's congratulations, it's an award giving, etc. And those who unfortunately had performed dismally, they know exactly that they dread in that document, they dread in that certificate, they dread in the release of the marks. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Can you imagine the embarrassment in front of the entire world? My word. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ. You will see the criminal, مُشْفِقِينَ, afraid. مِمَّا, from that fihi, which is inside. And what would the criminal say? وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. And they will say, woe be to us, woe be to us. وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. May we be destroyed, woe be to us. Shuh, this is bad, this is embarrassing, this is humiliating. يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. وَيْلَتُن in Arabic is an expression of woe, of destruction, of pain, of anguish, of distress. يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What's wrong with this book? What's wrong with this book? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. This book has not left behind any small or major action, but that it has recorded it. Whatever wrong I have committed, Sa'id ibn Jubayr said, that Saghira would refer to making contact in any form, shape or size with a strange male or female, while Kabira, major, would refer to the act of zina. Illa ahsaha, but that it has recorded it, captured it and documented it. When you're not pleased with the results, then you blame the document. When you're not pleased with the results, you blame the document. When you don't like the message, then you despise the messenger. But the messenger is only conveying the message. So the kuffar of Mecca did not like the message that Jibreel alayhi salam brought. They said, no, we're not comfortable with him. We want somebody else. And he's an enemy to us. Allah said, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. Jibreel has come by the command of Allah. So what will the criminal say? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What's wrong with this book? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة. It has not left behind any good or bad, but that it has recorded it. And you know how Allah concludes the verse 49? وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Whatever is recorded is what you have done. Whatever is recorded is what you have done. You know why? وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Because your Lord does not oppress in the least. And what did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? And I'll leave you with this. مَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. When you open up that book and they say, so and so, the son of so and so has been forgiven and pardoned and paradise has been declared for you, then celebrate and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. And Allah forbid, if there is failure declared in that report, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ. Then he has none to blame for that evil fate but himself. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلِّمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.